Like many of us, our critic at large, John Powers, has more time these days to catch up on serial TV. He's watching the recently started new seasons of two popular series, Amazon's Bosch and The Good Fight on CBS All Access. John says that in their different ways, both are about loyalty to the truth.
It's one of life's peculiarities that while actual crimes are scary and disturbing, crime stories somehow tend to be comforting. We go to them for relief, for escape. Which is why I've spent my recent socially distant nights devouring two good shows about the endless battle against evildoers. The more old-fashioned of the two is Bosch, whose sixth season dropped on Amazon on April 17th. Freely adapted from Michael Connelly's terrific series of novels, it stars Titus Welliver as the title hero, LAPD Detective Harry Bosch, a man as dogged as he is direct. As the new season begins, Bosch and his partner J. Edgar, that's Jamie Hector, are assigned to a murder case involving ransom for stolen cesium, an element used in dirty bombs. The clues point to an alt-right group that believes its members are not subject to U.S. law. Soon, Bosch and J. Edgar are competing for evidence against an FBI team that bigfoots their murder investigation in the name of stopping domestic terrorism. Now, Bosch is a classic cop show, yet what makes it good is the way its episodes branch out. As the action races around L.A. from dive bars to glassy hilltop homes to gorgeous old movie palaces, we follow scads of niftily drawn characters. The veteran cop who watches his dearest friend have a heart attack, Bosch's likable female boss who keeps being undercut by their precinct commander, the hard-to-read police chief who's running for mayor. And outside the station, there's the slippery, brilliant civil rights attorney, Honey Chandler. That's Mimi Rogers, who's like a cross between Gloria Allred and Johnny Cochran. What holds all this together is the gray sideburn character of Harry Bosch, whom Welliver endows with a bit of Humphrey Bogart's bruised romanticism, even if his bantam rooster strut may be closer to Jimmy Cagney. Smart, prickly, and occasionally insubordinate, he embodies the upside of old-school masculinity. His innate sense of honor makes him the sort of non-superhero you're happy to watch season after season. Here, Bosch is talking to his daughter Maddie, and without giving away department secrets about dirty bombs or alt-right terrorists, he tries to keep her out of harm's way.
You gonna be in the office all day?
I usually take a walk somewhere for lunch. Feel the sun on me.
Order in, whatever you want. I'm buying.
So it's not just a homicide case you've caught?
Just stay inside. Next couple of days, come home right after work, yeah?
You okay?
Tired. Get going. Love you.
Love you. Dad?
Yeah.
Be safe.
Always.
The crimes are more insidious in the fourth season of The Good Fight. It stars a magnificent Christine Baranski as attorney Diane Lockhart, who, in this spin-off from The Good Wife, has become a partner in a historically black law firm led by heavyweight actors Audra McDonald and Delroy Lindo. This jaunty series isn't merely the hope diamond of the CBS All Access service, but TV's smartest and funniest portrait of liberal horror at the Trump years. Perhaps for that reason, this season's first episode is a hilariously trenchant slice of alternative history. The Hillary Clinton-loving Diane wakes up to discover that Donald Trump's victory had been merely a bad dream, an uncommonly vivid one. Here, she talks about it with her assistant Marissa, played by Sarah Steele.
Have you ever had a dream that is so real that it takes you a long time to just wake up?
No.
I dreamt that Donald Trump was our president.
Really? How did that go?
So, I mean, what happened? How did he lose?
How did he not? Don't you remember the polls? It was a landslide, 3 million votes.
Same as in my dream.
Trump had 3 million more votes in your dream?
No, Hillary did.
Then how did he... Well, whatever, it's a dream. It doesn't have to make sense.
By the second episode, the world has returned to normal. It's the Trump era again. And Diane's been put in charge of the firm's pro bono section. In trying to protect a small restaurant from a developer, Diane comes across something known simply as Memo 618, which allows wealthy and powerful people to have special privileges in court. And so Diane begins digging to find out what this mysterious memo actually is, and who's behind it. This is a chilling theme for a season, especially at a time when millions worry about the corruption of our system of justice. Yet even as the show tackles such a serious issue, every episode is filled with fun, be it the appearance of enjoyable new stars like Hugh Dancy or John Larroquette, or sharp bits of satire on everything from corporate sensitivity training to the DNC's attempt to woo black voters. Despite its liberal leanings, the show's irony cuts in every direction. Take that season opener in which Clinton won in 2016. Rather than becoming the triumph that Diane expects, the episode is all about that victory's dire consequences for, among other things, the Me Too movement. Harvey Weinstein was, after all, a big Hillary fundraiser. The episode's most lethally funny joke is not about Trump, but the Obamas. As with Bosch, what makes The Good Fight reassuring is that it revolves around someone whose moral compass is strong. Baranski's microdosing Diane can sometimes be silly or knee-jerk. Yet when justice really needs defending from those who would subvert it, she, like Harry Bosch, will be there fighting for truth with the spine of the purest steel.
Critic at Large John Powers reviewed the new seasons of Bosch and The Good Fight.